Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the very first songs that I learned in Sunday school was about this Bible passage. Anybody else? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. Which, that's all that I remember. I don't know, Tammy, if you remember the rest of it. Something about climbing. Right. Yes. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. This is a problem in this text because Jesus, as he's in Jericho, is surrounded by a crowd. He's surrounded by people who, one can assume, are taller than Zacchaeus. Now, when the kids were little, if they couldn't see something, like at a parade or at a petting zoo or whatever, Ted or I would pick them up and put them on our shoulders. That gets weird if you do that to an adult, you know? Like, hey. Now, as someone who is almost 6 feet tall, I don't have Zacchaeus's problem. In fact, when I go to an event, like a parade or whatever, I have to try and be aware of the fact that I am tall, so that I don't block people. Because as my dad always used to say, Heather, you make a better door than you do a window. Anybody ever said that to their kid? Yeah. I make a better door, which is still true. It's interesting to me that even though Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus, he didn't give up. He runs to a place where he can get into something so that he can see over the crowd. How many times have we been blocked from being able to see something? Maybe at a concert or something, a parade that's exciting and you can't see anything. You're like, well, I can't see anything. I might as well just go home. Ever been in a theater behind a really tall person? You know, so all the action is blocked by their big old head. Like, well, if I can't see, I might as well go home. But there's something about Jesus that draws Zacchaeus. He knows that he wants to see him, and so he does whatever it takes to seek him out, to seek him out. And he doesn't get frustrated. He doesn't go home. He doesn't give up. He climbs a tree. Sometimes it can feel like we can't see Jesus in our own spiritual life. And it feels sometimes like everyone around us can certainly see Jesus. When I was a senior in seminary, I was about 3 months away from graduating. And I remember sitting in worship, because that's what senior seminarians do so that we can get a call. We go to worship all the time. And I remember looking around in worship and, you know, half of my classmates, you know, clearly at that point I thought were closer to Jesus than I ever could be. You know, we're singing songs and they're got their hands up and they're swaying and their faces are pointed up to the Lord with a look of adoration. They're talking back at the sermon. They're like, amen, preach it, Bishop, preach it, amen. And I remember sitting there thinking, there is no way that I can see Jesus right now. Not like my friends can, not like my classmates can. And my brain started to become my worst enemy. Like, you're never going to get a call. How do you know that you are actually called to be a pastor? Why don't you just go home? That is not the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I remember sitting there, and I talked to my best friend after worship, and we were a little sarcastic with each other and about our classmates, I'm not going to lie. And I remember sitting with her over a cup of coffee, like, I just don't get it. I'm not that person. I am not the swayer. I am not the, you know, hands in the air person. I just can't see Jesus right now. And she said, I know. I can't either. We were stuck behind a crowd of people, spiritually speaking. But what happened was our conversation helped us to climb our own tree because we wanted to seek Jesus out. And in that moment, in our conversation, we realized the truth of this. that as we wanted to see Jesus, Jesus was already seeing us. Did you notice? There's no indication in the Gospel of Luke that Jesus and Zacchaeus knew each other ahead of time. And yet, when Jesus sees him in the tree, it is Jesus that calls to him. Jesus knows his name. And no matter how far away from God we feel, Jesus knows who we are and is actively looking for us. We can try and hide. We can try and go home. We can get frustrated. But Jesus comes and says, Pam, I'm coming to your house today. I'm coming over. I'm coming into your life. I love how Jesus just invites himself in. You ever see that picture? I'm sure you have, where Jesus is outside the door and his hand is poised like he's going to knock and there's no knob on the outside of the door. Have you noticed that detail? Like, Jesus can't just barge in. But apparently, in the Gospel of Luke, he can invite himself over to hang out with somebody who knew he just wanted to see Jesus. The worst thing that we can do when we feel like we can't see Jesus is to keep it to ourselves. You know, pride is a very hard thing to get over. And we want to be the people who look like we are absolutely close to Jesus. But in churches around the world, we don't leave space for people to freely admit, I can't see him right now. We all put on our happy faces. We talked about this in Bible study this morning. We put on our happy faces. We're the ones swaying, and our hands are in the air, and our faces are tilted up. And inside, we're wondering where the Lord is. What if we can be vulnerable with each other? What if we could sit with one another and say, I just can't see the Lord, but I want to. And in those moments, we can assure each other that Jesus sees you. How can we help you see him? Sometimes, and I'm not giving you permission to skip worship at all, but there are some Sunday mornings where you might want to get up and just drive around the island and appreciate God's beauty. We might want to go and play a game of golf and just hear the birds and watch the deer. You might even see a deer eating at your hydrangeas or your landscaping, and instead of thinking, you deer, think, wow, how many people live in a community where wildlife comes up so close. It's a magnificent thing. Clearly, I live in a condo on the second floor, so I don't actually lose vegetation. When I was riding with our police officers here, and we were talking about how they restore their spirit, you know, after a shift or after a hard call, I told each of them, like, I just love on a day when I need to get out of the office, I'll go and drive down West River, and I'll circle around and drive up East River nice and slow so that I can look at the water, so that I can look at the beauty. And you know, every single one of those officers did the same thing. And during our ride, we would go up West River and down East River, and they would talk about, you know, sometimes I take it for granted, but look at how beautiful this is. That's how Jesus seeks us out sometimes. However you need to seek Jesus out, whatever you need to do like Zacchaeus did, it's okay to do it, to take care of your spirit and to remind yourself that even as you look, Jesus is looking at you and calling you by name. Amen.